So this has kind of become a cult movie, and it's not that good, you know? I watched it with Helen Zaltzman a couple nights ago, and we were like, I really wish they followed through more on that city planning part of this, because I would have been much more into it had it been more of a critique on city planning. But it's a great artifact of both this time period and movies, as what people call pedophobia movies, like The Exorcist and The Omen, and yeah. and where your people are afraid of kids.
Yeah.
So this movie, this is not a big hit.
Like, no.
Over the
no.
Edge is not a big hit. In fact, yeah. it's sort of after it is made, the producer, the studio gets kind of cold feet about it.
Yeah. So Orion Pictures totally got cold feet because according to the producers, they were, because this was a movie about nice suburban white kids rioting against their nice white suburban environment, Orion thought they would be blamed if kids got the wrong idea from this movie. So the posters of Over the Edge advertised it as a horror movie. The kids all have big eyes, like in Children of the Corn, and the caption is "Look out for children," as if it's as if Over the Edge, what you just heard, was essentially a sort of adolescent update of The Exorcist, and that went over with nobody because that's not the movie Over the Edge is, and it sank like a stone. Mm. In context, Over the Edge, which comes out at the very beginning of 1980. Is the first movie in this whole group of movies that were sort of the college radio alternative to the John Hughes movie. If the John Hughes movies were sort of the pop music of the 80s teen movie, which were about sort of nice kids from nice backgrounds trying to do right, Over the Edge was the opening salvo of an 80s teen movie about flawed kids trying to do okay in an incredibly hostile environment that doesn't want them, which basically says being young in America is like being a fugitive.
Yeah.
These are all sort of apocalyptic visions of teenagers running wild and threatening their very fabric of America. And if you were, I guess how you view that depends on if you were an adult or a teenager at that time.
But this is a movie that it found an audience kind of on home video, and it was cheap so they could play it on TV a lot.
Yeah.
And that's how I think I came across it the first time. You're like, what is this? You know? And it kind of informs what you consider to be the last teen movie of the 80s.
Yeah. So if the sort of counter narrative of the 80s teen movie, the dark apocalyptic teenagers are running wild, whatever shall we do version of the 80s movie begins with Over the Edge and ends, cinematically speaking, with Heathers, well, there is a very interesting coda to that story.
Let's go ahead and play it. We actually have some video for this one. This is inspired by Over the Edge.